Tonight, NBC News learning two U.S. flagged ships that passed through the Strait of Hormuz had U.S. military security teams on board, two U.S. officials say, part of President Trump's new Project Freedom, meant to protect commercial vessels from Iranian attack. Iran still targeted both ships with missiles, drones, and armed small boats, but the U.S. military intercepted the attacks and blew up the boats.
I call it a skirmish because Iran has no chance.
Iran today once again targeting the United Arab Emirates after this strike yesterday. Today, the UAE saying it shot down more Iranian drones and missiles across the country.
They're bombing commercial tankers. It's just outrageous.
With Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying President Trump's new effort to open the Strait of Hormuz by protecting ships from Iranian attacks was a critical defensive step.
There is no international law that allows you to say, I'm going to put mines in an international body of water and I'm going to blow up ships that don't listen to us and try to go through. That's what Iran is doing. This is a criminal act. And someone needs to do something about it.
That bottleneck of oil tankers continuing to drive gas prices higher, now reaching $4.48 on average in the U.S. This NBC News analysis shows the prices highest on the West Coast and across the Rust Belt. But Rubio defending the effort, he says, keeps the Iranian regime from getting a nuclear weapon.
If Iran had a nuclear weapon and they decided to close the straits and make our gas prices like $9 a gallon or $8 a gallon, we wouldn't be able to do anything about it because they have a nuclear weapon.
And just moments ago, President Trump posting that at the request of Pakistan and others, and because progress is being made in talks, he says, they will pause Project Freedom, which protects those commercial ships in the strait.